Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me back on the podcast today. How you doing? Me? I'm good. And if you're joining me on the podcast for the first time, this is that album review podcast where we look at various African albums, the best of the best. We analyze, dissect, and review them. Then I give you recommendations on whether you should listen to it or nah. And where are we taking it to this week? Looks like we're taking it to Malawi for the very first time on this podcast. About 50 or so episodes in, and this is the first one from Malawi. Yeah, it's a big one.
The latest African album review is... Album review.
First thoughts.
Duncan Zgambo, aka Gwamba, is a Malawian rapper who is known for his Christian gospel style and delivery of hip-hop in vernacular Chichewa. The stage name Gwamba means somebody who gives. And where it is, he started rapping around 2005 as a kid. And he's had plenty of hit singles since around 2012, 2013, thereabouts. Today I'll be reviewing Gwamba's latest album titled Mama Said God First. The album was released in 2019 under Major One Records based in South Africa. If you know that prophet called Prophet Bushiri, yeah, what's up? It's got 11 tracks, it's a 40-minute runtime, 9 features, multiple producer placements, and yeah. The album cover sees an old picture of, I think it's Gwamba and Gwamba's siblings, so 3 kids on there. And it makes sense. If mama said God first, then she probably started saying it when you were young, right? And that is the premise of the album. Mama did say God first. Anyway, let's get into this music thing.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The opening track, You Are Everything, is one of those goosebump-inducing tracks. From the sweet piano to the melodious strings and Tumi's powerful voice, there was something incredibly majestic. This is the majesty I love to hear on an opening track to set me up for the next level. When the song gradually built up to the 3-minute mark, when the male vocalist and the choir kicked in, I was all up in there. I could feel it, man. I could feel it. This song is a gospel winner of all sorts, and it's quality music. Although this is Gwamba's album, Onesimus really did a sterling job on Mtima Pansi, which is a slow, beautiful piece. I loved the combination of guitar and accordion in the instrumentation. It adopted a highly mature yet beautiful gospel sound. The song Final Say also follows suit with that gospel kind of sound, so it's a predominant sound on this album.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms.
Visit redsau.com to buy gorgeous African Ankara and Kente accessories. redsau.com.
Akunda Kitale sounds very old school and in some ways adopting a traditional sounding space in the delivery. It features Lawi, who's from Lilongwe and is a master at this music thing. This makes the album part of what it is, and this song is maturely superior to anything else you will find on Mama Said God First. Lawi captures the true essence of the day-to-day Malawian in how he delivers his message. With Gwamba coming in with his flow, the two couldn't be any more different, yet complementary in an artistically enviable way. When we started getting vintage Gwamba in the second half of the album, through songs like 48 Bars, For Christ, Unata, I mean, although the songs are technically good, I found the sound to be somewhat dated and they didn't capture the sounds I want to hear in a 2019, presumably rap record. I mean, I know it's gospel, but it's still rap, right? In that sense, the songs didn't really appeal to me as much as I would have wanted, so I don't know, maybe a bit disappointing there. But Gwamba also makes an attempt on Mama Said God First to do a bit of Afrobeats inspired gospel. And I think it came to good effect on Higher, which features Nymix. The song adopts the pom-pom sound with that sublime delivery from Nymix in that realm. I think he's just got it going on in that kind of space. The two artists big up Jesus as the provider for everything, even the luxuries. And they say they will never leave the Lord's side, come what may. I'd also say Oba, which also features Nymix, and the Nyao King, Tigrin, also goes on the Afrobeats offensive, albeit with a much more dancey pace. So this one is definitely for the dance floor and might get a few people, you know, with their two left feet doing their thing. Then you get a track like Give Me Love, which features Zimbabwe's Praise Peterson and sounds sonically full, unlike any other track on here. The bassline needs powerful speakers, so my friends, be warned. If your speakers are dololo, don't attempt. The bassline needs powerful speakers, so yeah. Definitely Give Me Love is a love song par excellence, and I think the song can definitely go places, especially with music video. So if anything, Gwamba, can we get a video, please?
Album review.
The technical side of things.
There were distinct high points on Mama Said God First, but no real significant lows, which is great. I generally find that in Africa, gospel albums come with some really good behind-the-scenes work, as music forms such a strong part of our cultural and religious connections. Gospel artists seem to have access to some of the best producers and sound engineers there are. In that sense, Gwamba is no exception. Though I wouldn't necessarily call it the best I've heard, the quality is easily evident and streets ahead of a lot of African albums I've listened to over the last year or so. Mama Said God First flows well for the most part. I'm highly tempted to say that maybe removing the hip-hop tracks I mentioned earlier could elevate the album to another level, possibly. Or moving them to the tail end of the album so that they kind of just come at the end after the flow of the Afro beats and the very Afrocentric gospel. And I'm also saying this considering that Give Me Love, which is one of the best tracks on the album, is such a brilliant song and likely gets missed a lot by being placed at the very end, unless Gwamba decides to make it a single in itself. Gwamba does rely on collabos with a strong vocal chorus to it to give his music a different flavor from his otherwise hip-hop core. Combine that with the beats that fuse Afro-pop with hip-hop and distinguishable guitar work, you get an album that is hard to classify as hip-hop. We know Gwamba is a rapper, but this is more a gospel album than a hip-hop album. If you're wanting that hip-hop through and through Gwamba that he's made a name for himself as, this is not the album for you. Be that as it may, that does not take away from the musicality and most importantly, the highly mature take on gospel music for the new age Malawian right through to someone in their 40s potentially. So there's a wide spectrum of listeners that could enjoy this album.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, I found Mama Said God First to be a very surprising album. Most of Gwamba's stuff that I've liked previously was based on a different sound and formula, while this project is very much leaning to his coming of age as a child of God, rather than a cool rapper that does it for God. I'd likely say that this has to be Gwamba's most mature album to date on all fronts. The Christian music lovers in Malawi will love this one, as Gwamba appeals to a much wider audience, like I said before. I mean, even I liked it, besides it being so unexpected in the direction of the artistry. My picks of this album are Akunda Kitale, which is my favorite and the best on the album. No Haitian. Tima Pansi, Give Me Love, definitely Give Me Love. You Are Everything, and Final. That's about half the album, so it bodes well. To my Malawian friends, really give this one a try from a non-gospel perspective, and you'll appreciate it even more for the gospel side of things. And I'll say same goes for any non-Malawians. There's some good music to walk away with, and this is a great entry into some interesting Malawian music. This album has something special for everybody. With that, I'll conclude by saying that we've seen the many sides of Gwamba on Mama Said God First, and we hope to see more. This is definitely a good album. I listened to it online, and you can too. Support local African music. That was the album review for Mama Said God First by Gwamba from Malawi. Time for me to bounce. My name is MJ Omoto, and this was the African Album Review Podcast. Son of Zimbabwe signing out. Peace. Dende.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.